Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Hemisphere Energy, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HME, and on the OTCQX under the symbol HMENF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Don Simmons. Now, Don, just to bring everybody up to speed, Hemisphere Energy, we introduced the company back in June, and you outlined the overall focus here. In Southeast Alberta, two main pools, the Atlee Buffalo F pool and the Atlee Buffalo G pool. The company is focused on sustainable growth of the high netback, low decline, conventional heavy oil assets. And one of the key developments here has been a transition in that Atlee Buffalo G pool to a polymer flood. Now, I understand this has been underway for a couple months now. Please just remind everybody the importance of the transition here to the polymer flood at this Atlee Buffalo G pool and what stage we're at here with that transition.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. It's a good time for an update. Yeah, when we chatted last time, I think we were just getting ready to implement the initial part of the polymer flood. And for those who don't remember, it's a fairly simple process. It does take some new equipment and some add-on there out in the field. But the idea is just really making our water more viscous. So it pushes the oil faster and pushes more oil to our producing wells. So at a very high level, that's what we're looking to do out in the field. And so you're right, it came on schedule right around either the end of June, beginning of July. And we spent the third quarter really ramping up those operations, tweaking some of our processes out in the field, increasing our implementation of the polymer flood throughout the entire Atlee G pool. It's something that, we do expect and from our geological modeling to start to see some of that impact of that going into the first part or early part of 2022. So, the investment's made, but it's something that we see the return on that, 6 months to 9 months down the road. So something to stay tuned for. What we're looking for, obviously, is starting to see that increase in our base production, not just from, the old water flood, but actually seeing some new production from the implementation of this polymer flood. And it's something we'll continue to update the market as we have information, like I said, over the next 3 to 6 months.
Well, Don, it'll be interesting to see how that tweaks the flow rates moving forward. And most of the focus thus far has been on the polymer flood improvements at the G pool, and that's the larger of the two pools. But you're also reviewing, if memory serves, the economics at the F pool and possibly applying the same process of doing the polymer floods there. What are the plans with the F pool, and is there any expansion and exploration plans at the F pool?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're evaluating through the rest part of 2021 here is being able to then take this application with success in the G pool and applying it to some of our other pools, one being the F pool in Atlee Buffalo. So that technical work is underway. Certainly, economics at $80 oil versus the 40 or 50 that we were running a year ago on the G pool have a big impact on that. This is something in a process and a tertiary recovery process that we will look to use in certainly in the F pool and maybe even other pools that we acquire in the future.
So, Don, what sort of data should investors be looking for coming out of this switch to the polymer flood at the G pool? I understand it takes some time to evaluate some of these changes, but what is critical for investors to watch for?
Well, what we're looking for is really an increase in our base production. So, we'll have these new wells, which I'll talk a little bit about in a minute, that we drilled out there, which will add production, but that's not adding to our base underlying production. So, what we're looking for is the implementation of this polymer flood to increase that base production from existing well bores that have been on production for a number of years. And had a certain production profile under the water flood. Now with the polymer flood, we want to start to see those wells ticking up in production. So that's what's expected. That is the goal. That's the hope. And that is what we're waiting to see with the implementation of this.
Okay, Don, well, just moving over, you mentioned the three wells that you were drilling. On September 15th, you came out with a press release and said that you actually, in 2019, you had 11 wells that were drilled into the pool. Four were subsequently converted with injectors. But now you've drilled these three new wells. Tell us what's going on here and how you hope this will drive things forward.
Yeah, so this was a plan we had put in place for our CapEx back early in the year, and we've decided, despite the increase in pricing, we've stuck to our plan. You know, it's any extra money we do make from the higher price, we can just pay our debt off even faster or pay it down. So these three wells were a key part. It's a really, you know, good looking part of the pool that had not been drilled with horizontals yet. So we were excited to get out there and drill these three wells. They're all off the same pad. They had already been, you know, at least pipeline connected into our facility from when we, you know, first built this pad a couple years ago. And drilling these wells usually takes, you know, 5-6 days. So that's been completed. We're now into the complete tie-in part of that. And typically what we do before we put in any update or numbers, we usually like to see some stable rates, get the wells on for close to a month anyway, and then we can update the market on production at that point in time.
Any estimates on production here? I understand we'll still be waiting probably another 30 days. What could investors expect out of these wells? Any insights?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we in the past we have put out you know, some of our expectations. I mean, I think for economics and for general planning, you know, we tend to plan for, you know, each well to add roughly, you know, 60 to 70 barrels a day of production. So, you know, with the three wells, it'll be a nice bump from that. We certainly have wells that have done better than that, but until we turn them on and produce them for a while, it's kind of an unknown on how good they'll actually produce.
Fair enough. Let's also talk about another corporate development here that comes on the financial front. The company has been focused in the last couple of years on reducing the debt within the company. And July 28th, we had a news release that outlined a $35 million credit facility and also announced early payout of the term loan. What does that mean for the finances here of the company, balancing out debt and now also this credit facility in terms of interest rate differential as well?
Yeah, that was it was a great piece of business. It's something that you know, corporately we had been working on for a little bit. We knew that our term was coming up with our term debt in September of 2022, and it's something that we wanted to deal with earlier than later. And you know, it was always the plan when we took on that term debt that was going to allow us to develop our G pool and build facilities there, drill our wells, get our production up. We obviously had lots of ups and downs with oil price through the 4 years that we had that term facility. But when I look back in hindsight, it was just that was a critical part of business that we did back in 2017 to allow the company to move forward. And this was the next part of that process, was really refinancing to back to a Canadian bank, we're working with ATB again, with more of a traditional industry type loan. It does have a lower interest rate. I think at the end, or at the time of refinancing, we were probably paying about 8.5% on our term debt versus, you know, I believe now we're probably looking more in that 4-5% range with our interest rates now. And, you know, it is something that it gives us the flexibility to continue to pay this debt down or carry as much debt as we feel is appropriate. I think the entire industry is moving towards less debt, given what we've lived through in the last 7 years in the volatility of the price. And I think this, you know, this really positions us in a great position from our balance sheet point of view. Our debt to cash flow is under 1x and getting better by the month. It gives us the flexibility to do deals, to drill wells, you know, not just with our cash flow, but in the short term, if we need to take on some debt to do something, we have that capability.
Well, Don, just along those lines, you know, now that you have some optionality and some room on the balance sheet, are you looking forward at any future acquisitions for growth? Are you looking at exploration and expanding the area where you could grow into areas where you know the oil pools well? And are you considering dividends now that you have a little more balance sheet flexibility?
Oh, that's a great question. The answer is yes to all of it. So we're you know, we've continued to develop and dedicate CapEx and development to our existing pools, which we feel still have quite a bit more to give. At the same time, we continue, as we always have, to evaluate other opportunities and bring our experience, I'd say, horizontal drilling, water flooding, polymer flooding, to pools that require capital. So looking to acquire there. We are looking at exploration ideas, for sure. You know, certainly as oil prices come higher, balance sheet is just better and better. So, you know, gives us that opportunity to take a few bigger shots at something that might have a higher reward, a little more risk, but a higher reward. And, you know, when you talk more on the corporate side, return to shareholders is something the entire industry is looking at, and Hemisphere is no different. We look at it as, you know, we've got a lot of long-term, very loyal shareholders and new shareholders that have come along that look at this this industry, look at the opportunity. If we're not going to trade, at least today, at the multiples that some of the other industries are, then we have to look at ways to return that capital to shareholders, whether that's through continuing on our share buyback program or even in the future looking at potential dividends you know, back to shareholders. So absolutely, we are looking at all of those different options as we move through 2022 and 2023.
All right, Don, really appreciate the update here. Again, Hemisphere Energy, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HME and on the OTCQX under the symbol HMENF. I will post a link to the Hemisphere Energy website below this interview. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Don, really appreciate the update. Please keep us up to date on future news.
I will, and thanks for having me.